Well, today is Martin Luther King Day, where we honor the life and legacy of the slain civil rights leader. And joining us now with a look at the history behind the holiday is Peter Drummy of the Massachusetts Historical Society. Mr. Drummy, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
It's always my pleasure, Dan.
So today we are observing the holiday, as we just reported, days after a statue was unveiled on the Boston Common.
Yes, Massachusetts is one of the first states to adopt a Martin Luther King holiday in 1974. The federal holiday comes about 10 years later. So this connection both with the causes that Dr. King supported, but especially his connections with Massachusetts, which are brief but really important in the course of his life. He came here in 1951 as a young graduate student to study for his PhD at Boston University. He already was an ordained minister, and he spent the better part of 4 years here, from 1951 to 1954, before he left to take up his first time in the pulpit. He had preached many times, but he was the minister of the Dexter Avenue Church in Montgomery, starting in 1955. But this is also where he met Coretta Scott, then Coretta Scott, who was studying here in Boston at the New England Conservatory.
Now, he also came back, in addition to his education, though, he also did come to the area for other occasions, at one point coming to the State House.
Yes, he had spoken and preached widely while he was in school here. He had not been able to come back to receive a civil rights award from the Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts because he was in jail for protesting in Alabama segregation. But he came back in 1965 and famously both spoke to the legislature at the State House, and then the next day, I think equally important, he led a large protest march from Roxbury, ending on Boston Common. So this having a memorial to him on Boston Common is very appropriate. But there he was pointing out that while there might not be legal segregation in the North, in Massachusetts, he had lived here and knew that there was racial prejudice here. This protest was directed at both housing and employment, which were probably the two places that there was more clear-cut racial prejudice, not just in the South, but everywhere in the United States at that time.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
And thank goodness I didn't have to decide between Fig Newtons and Toll House cookies.
That's a tough choice to make.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Peter Drummy of the Massachusetts Historical Society.